Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
A very good afternoon to you and a warm welcome to Wednesday's edition of Heart to Heart. And this is pretty much how we start off our day. Shortly from now, after a month-long break during August and last week, actually, Pastor Moyo will be joining us shortly with the word and prayer for this afternoon. So stick around for that conversation. It's a Wednesday. It's a Wednesday. Usually we've got our health talk at about 10 past one, but it's a bit of a twist today, but I'll let you know what we're doing during the course of the program. And then after 2 o'clock, it's Blessing Dabula. Today's an interesting one. Could be sensitive as well, because we're chatting about black tax. If you never heard what that is, be sure not to miss that conversation.
Busetsa kgwebo ya gago maemong a yona ka go ikwala kwa jago Radio Pulpit. Re na le mengwaga ya go feta 40 re le moyeng, ebile re na le batheletši ba potego ba go feta 400,000. Re fetoga le mehla le mabaka. Re na le ditirelo tša go fapana-fapana tše di tla thušang go kwala kwa jwa kgwebo ya gago. Go humana dintlha ka botlalo, letsetša SANNET go 0-32-334-454 goba o romele email go sanet@radiopulpit.co.za. O ka romela le lentšu le advertise ka SMS go 3-7-8-7-1. Ditifišo tša setlwaedi di a šomišwa.
Listen, when I hear numbers said in any other language other than English, it always puts a smile on my face. I always talk about how impressed I get when Afrikaans-speaking people give out their numbers in their language, because it's a very uncommon thing in my language in particular. As much as we've got numbers in our language, but when we call out numbers, it's not something we commonly do. And so it is Wednesday, and as promised, I've got Pastor Moyo back in studio with us after a month and a week, actually. Ooh, Fundis, you can hide. Good afternoon.
Thank you so much. Good afternoon, Sis Luko, and good afternoon to our listeners at home, at work, wherever they are.
You had to dress up for your first episode back.
Well, I have a meeting after you. You know, okay. Every time when I have a meeting, you will see by the dress code.
You'll come dressed up, definitely.
So I've got a 2 o'clock meeting.
Okay.
So I have to, from here, I have to go there. That's
Russia.
Why. But you see me dressed with,
your cool outfits.
Cool outfits. Then you must know
it's not
from
a busy
here
day.
I'm going back home.
Oh, you know? Makes sense. That makes a lot of sense. How have you been though, Mfundisi? I know I'm eating out of your time, but how have you been?
Well. The Lord is good. That's all I can say. I'm alive.
You're alive and breathing.
I'm graced.
Oh man,
yes.
Can imagine.
But I did rest. I needed that.
You needed the rest, Nick.
Yes,
at some
I
point or another.
I needed that. Now I'm refreshed. I'm
I can
back.
Imagine to finish off the year.
Yeah, actually, I was not only resting here on Radio Pulpit. Even at church, I wasn't preaching.
So you somehow gave yourself a rest. You did say, "Go to Mamfundisi."
Mamfundisi
would be
is
preaching.
The one who has been preaching. Oh. I only started preaching last week.
Wow.
Yeah.
No, I'll rest. Yes.
I was very intentional. You need to give yourself some rest.
True,
Jesus rested.
True.
From time to
Lalela.
Time, you'll hear that the Bible mentioned that Jesus rested.
It's such an important part of who we are, actually, that we rest.
Yes.
When, especially when the year is coming to an end, and sometimes it happens mid-year, where you feel like, yo, I can't push any further than this.
True.
I need to stop on my tracks and rest.
True.
Sometimes somehow Nkulunkulu renews your strength. But there comes a point where you're like, I need to stop running on the space.
Yes.
I need to slow down a little bit. My
yes.
petrol's running out.
Yes.
I've got to fill up again.
Yes.
So I'm glad Gutsinabifundis get to a point where they know what to, let me just rest.
Well,
recharge.
Well, Sis Luko, remember the Bible says my people perish because of lack of knowledge.
Mm.
You listen to doctors most of the times. They will tell you that there is a physical part, there is a spiritual part.
Yep.
So we don't we mustn't neglect the physical part, physical aspect of your body.
Mm.
You can't say because you are speaking in tongues, you are not going to drink water for 40 days. You are going to die.
Exactly.
You understand?
True.
If doctors say eat a balanced diet, you must know that it is biblical. You understand? It's
true.
Not because they are trying to control your life.
Yeah.
You know, so as children of God, we need to also manage our physical aspect. Mm. Resting is important.
Yep.
Wherever you are listening to me. I know you have overworked from January until now. You have never taken leave.
Mm.
You need to take leave.
Yeah.
Take leave. Take those 3 days, those 7 days. Mm. You understand? Go and rest.
Yeah.
Stay away from your phone. Stay away from work environment. Anything that reminds you about work, stay away from it. Just detox your mind. Detox your body. You understand. Then you come back refreshed. You realize that your body needed that.
That's one thing I'm grateful for with Radio Pulpit, actually. 14 years pushing freelancing, basically, working like I do. We don't know what rest is. And I think people have this misconception that you're in studio for like 3 hours, 4 hours a day. Why do you need rest? I mean, you've got the rest of the day to rest. But that's not entirely true. And that's something I learned here, Woodsy. There's a point where they say to us, okay, guys, rest.
Yes.
You know, towards the end of the year, we also get to rest at some point.
That's good.
And that I'm truly grateful for, actually.
Amen. Amen.
Funis, without wasting your time, what do you have for us, time for us to munch and feast on the word?
Well, today I have got Matthew 17, verse 24 to 27.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the scripture says, when they arrived in Capernaum, the collectors of the half shekel, the temple tax, went up to Peter and said, does not your teacher pay the half shekel? And then, I think it references to Exodus 30, he answered, yes. And when he came home, Jesus spoke to him about it first, saying, what do you think, Simon? From whom do earthly rulers collect duties or tribute? From their own sons or from others, not of their own family? Verse 26. And when Peter said, from other people, not of their own family, Jesus said to him, then the sons are exempt. However, in order not to give offense and cause them to stumble, that is, to cause them to judge unfavorably and unjustly, go down to the sea and throw in a hook. Take the first fish that comes up, and when you open its mouth, you'll find there a shekel. Take it and give it to them to pay the temple tax for me and for yourself.
Amen.
Amen.
I would like to say something to the listeners, that life is a series of events within a chapter.
Okay.
Life is a series of events within a chapter.
A chapter.
Now, why am I saying this? I studied the whole chapter 17, looking at the life of Jesus. Now, I want you to picture your own life while you are sitting in your office, while you are driving, while you are at home. I want you to understand that within the same chapter of your life or within the same season of your life,
mm-hmm.
you might have different experiences.
All right.
Life is an experience.
Okay.
And God allows it to happen so. Now, this is chapter 17, but we are already at the end of the chapter 17. But now we need to recognize and take account of what happens in the beginning of the chapter. Chapter 17, from verse 1 until where we are.
All right.
Then we will appreciate the life in its entirety. That indeed it is true that life is a series of events.
Mm.
Emotional things happen within the same chapter of your life. At one moment you find yourself, you are celebrating, the next moment you are confused, the next moment you are in pain, the next moment you are celebrating again, you are thankful to God on what he has done in your life. So life is a series of events and many things happen within the same chapter.
Okay.
You see. So somebody is maybe listening to me right now at home saying, but I'm going through a lot. It is true. You might be going through a lot, but within this day, the very same day that we are in, somebody is ecstatic right now. They just received good news that come and fetch your car.
We're having different experiences all in the same day.
Come collect your house keys. You have been approved. You know, come, your tender has been approved. You have been awarded a tender. You understand? Some, they are celebrating a new life. A family member just gave birth today, you see. But on the same, within the same chapter, there's somebody who received bad news.
Yeah.
They are in pain. Yeah. They lost their loved ones. Some, they were told this morning, never step your foot again in these premises. They were fired, dismissed, you know. Some, it's a lot of things that happened, you know. So life within the same chapter has got series of events happening.
Yeah.
Now, the beginning of chapter 17, we find Jesus is transfigured in the mountain, on the mountain.
Okay.
Now, he goes up there with three of his entrusted disciples, the apostles, later on called the apostles. Now, they see certain things that are very mind-boggling. You understand, because now when he was transfigured, his whole image and even what he was wearing was changed. The robe that he was wearing was brightened, you know, and all of a sudden the whole environment changed completely. And there Elijah appeared, there Moses appeared. So there is a wow factor in the beginning of chapter 17 of Jesus. You see, the disciples, to an extent, that they said, you know what, why can't we just make three tents here? One for you, one for Moses, one for Elijah. In other words, that glory effect caught them to an extent that they didn't want to lose that glory moment.
Mm.
So in life, there are those glorious moments, which you are in a season of glorious moments. Glorious moments in terms of spiritual impartation and experiencing the glory of God. And also glorious moments in terms of victories when you receive good news.
Yeah.
When you get that, somebody wins, you see. So there is the glory moment within the first chapter. The chapter 17, the first phase of chapter 17. But in the middle of chapter 17, we see now Jesus, he is confronted with a serious situation where a father comes and he says, my boy is epileptic, you see. And Jesus cast out that demon, that spirit. He says, this is a spirit, in as much as the father took it as a sickness. So there are many sicknesses that we take them as sicknesses, only to find out in the kingdom language is a spirit that needs to be cast out, you know. So now he casts out that spirit. It goes. So now all of a sudden, the disciples, they're asking so many questions, you know. How did we fail to, you understand? So within the same chapter, now the second phase of this chapter, we find now the name of Jesus, the fame goes out now. Because now what he has done is something that the community knew.
Yeah.
The problem, the community was aware of that boy's problem or that boy's sickness. So Jesus comes in, he's a solution now.
He changes the story of the boy.
He changes the story of the boy. And all of a sudden, everyone is singing praises about Jesus.
Come on.
So in life, there is a season where everyone clap hands for you because you have solved the equation. You have come in at a moment or in a season where people were now, you know, seasons are different. Some people, they accept their situation as if it's an unchangeable situation.
Yeah.
You understand?
They sit in that hopelessness.
Jesus comes with a different narrative.
Amen.
Now. it brings a new narrative altogether to say what you thought is unchangeable, it can be changed.
Come on.
Provided I'm part of solution.
Amen.
I am the solution to what you are facing. So he comes in with an answer to a problem that has been there for some time.
Okay.
So now all of a sudden, everyone ululates. Mm. Everyone is clapping hands. Everyone, you understand?
Yeah.
So the fame of Jesus goes out loud.
Mm.
So everyone wants to meet this man called Jesus. I can imagine at that point in Changcha that if I was Jesus, how everywhere where you are going, you are now a celebrity. Everyone is greeting you. Everyone wants to touch you. Everyone wants to associate
everyone
with you.
Everyone wants a piece of you.
Exactly. So in life, there are those moments as well where you have your victories, your wins here and there.
Yeah.
And everyone wants to associate with your wins because they know you are a solution. You understand? If you are owning a company, everyone is proud of you that, hey, this person has got contracts in Eskom, has got contracts there and there. They are mentioning big companies. In other words, your fame of your company goes out loud, you see.
Yep.
So even at work, you find out you solved a serious problem. You came up with a proper system that can actually alleviate the existing challenge, you see. So now all of a sudden you are the factor.
You're the G. Everybody's
you
like,
understand?
You don't touch that one.
That's life.
Yeah,
that's
true,
life.
True.
But now, while everything is happening, the glorious moments, the fame moments, the moments of everyone wants to associate with you. Now all of a sudden, in verse 24, they enter into Capernaum, and just the next city. You would expect that you find people who are clapping hands.
Of course.
Waiting for this Jesus.
Of course.
You understand?
That they have been hearing about.
But
he's finally here.
Exactly. But now they encounter something that that was unexpected. A sudden problem. A sudden challenge.
Okay.
You know, there are people in life who encounter such things.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, things were going okay. All of a sudden, the whole empire collapses.
Mm-hmm.
The whole company collapses. The whole system fails. Everything just happens.
Everything
like
that can go wrong actually goes wrong.
You understand? And you look back, you are trying to find out, where did I go wrong?
Mm.
Did I sin to God? Did I not speak well about somebody? All of a sudden, you are trying to look for excuses on your side to say, probably it's because of this.
Mm.
You see, now they enter Capernaum. Immediately, they are encountered by people who are looking for Jesus, not because of what he has done.
Okay.
Which is good.
But?
Not because of what they have heard about him, that this is a man of glory.
Mm.
This is a man of solutions. They come with a negative report.
Oh, all right.
And they don't go direct to Jesus.
Mm.
In fact, they go to the disciples. They know who they are looking for.
Mm.
The Bible calls them the tax collectors.
Mm.
They come with a report that is not good. They say, but you know your master, your pastor, umfundisweni, murutu walina, is owing.
Mm. Yo.
You understand?
Mm.
Within that one moment in verse 24, it seems as if it cancels the glory moments, the fame moments, the good things
all
that
the
Jesus
good,
has done.
Exactly.
All of a sudden, at the end of the chapter, they come with a problem. They say, but do you know, are you aware that your master is owing?
Is that not what we do in
is
society?
In debts.
Mm.
Even the timing, I would say the timing of it and how the approach of the whole matter, I would disqualify it completely.
Mm.
Because they had a room and a chance to see Jesus on the side and talk to him direct. You see, but they say, hey, umfundisweni uyakolota.
It borders on defaming him.
I like that. It's more like character assassination.
Yeah. Mm.
Where people, they can see all the good that you do,
mm.
but they choose to Cancel every good thing that you do.
And by and focus, bamba api.
Yeah,
they
focus on that one thing. Maraga na mal.
Siyazwa all the good things.
Siyazwa zonke lezinto. We are hearing all these good things.
It's too poor.
Mara this one. You understand? Mara that one. Mara watsiba ujwang. You understand? They always have something.
Yeah.
To just try by all means to taint the good things that the Lord is doing in your life.
Sure.
But I like Jesus, how he approaches the whole matter. He listens to them as they are talking to Peter.
Okay.
But praise be to God, because it's as if Peter is at a state of phase in life where he's very matured to also attend to public relations.
Okay. He's a PR specialist.
You understand? Mm. That's why you need people who are good public relations in your life.
Mm.
People who represent well, even when your name is lashed.
Yep.
When your name is spoken ill of, where you are in the corridors where you can't defend yourself. You need that one person who is mature to say, I'm aware of what you are talking about. So what?
People who won't fold their hands
so
and say,
what?
It's not about me. It's got nothing to do with me.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You see, because Peter could have said that and say, yo, but you know what? After everything that this man, we hear about him, yo, this one is very disturbing.
Mm.
All of a sudden, it introduces doubt to his followers.
Of course.
It introduces doubt to people who rely and trust on him.
Has potential to destroy his reputation.
Exactly.
And truly speaking, from the instigator, that is the purpose.
Yes, that was the purpose from the devil's side.
Mm.
To say, we hear everything. We don't care whether in the mount of whatever he was transfigured. We don't care what he solved the community problem. We heard about that. But here's the problem. War kolota. He's owing. How does he have even the posture in front of people when he knows he's in debt like this? When he ought to have covered this before he goes to the public.
Yeah.
You understand
sure.
how? So they are trying to plant the seeds of doubt to the church, to the believers, to the followers, to the community. In other words, they are trying by all means to erase the footprints of Jesus.
Yeah.
That, but the person that you are following, are you aware that this one?
Is he as noble as you claim he is?
He is. You understand? He's not a saint as you claim he is. He's not this Jesus Muruti as he claims to be.
Yeah.
There are people who are like that.
Yeah.
When others are clapping hands for you, they will always try to go back and come up.
Yeah.
They know that in life there is no one who is perfect.
And about Glinda Mfundis, they wait for you to finish singing all the praises of the one. And they wait for you. Then they begin to open a file and dish out the info they think is enough to destroy him.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Sure.
So Jesus is encountering such a problem in his life in chapter 17. The chapter starts well. The season starts well. There's somebody who is listening to me right now. The year started well so far, but we are in the last quarter of the year. All of a sudden, there are things that are coming up. They are mushrooming to taint your image, to destroy your reputation, to destroy your work, to destroy your business, to destroy your family and your marriage. All of a sudden, things are mushrooming up. So Jesus is encountering that. But I like how Jesus manages the whole situation, the whole dilemma. He doesn't go to where they are talking to Peter. He doesn't go there and say, no, let me defend my name.
Okay.
So in life, it's not always that you need to confront situations that seek to destroy your reputation and go and defend yourself.
Yeah.
It's not always the case. Sometimes just sit back and let God be.
Tool.
And let God be. There is one miracle that God is going to do in your life that will silence them forever.
Come on.
They will wish there is a hole, a big hole, where they can just go in and hide and never come back because of the things that they've said about your life, about your reputation, about your business, about your family, about your children, about, I don't care what they are saying, but whatever they are saying, It seeks to destroy you and your destiny.
Mm, and they will swallow their words.
And they will swallow their words. Mm. It's just a matter of time.
Amen.
God does not sleep nor slumber.
Come on.
God does not sleep nor slumber. So now, Jesus, later on, Jesus approaches Peter. It's as if Jesus says, before Peter, you go and mix with other disciples, let me prune this seed that they've planted already in you. Let me uproot it before it grows, before it germinates. So he talks to Peter on the side. He says, Peter, I heard what you were talking about. In fact, you were talking about me, not to me. That's why I never attended to.
Okay.
So if people are talking if people are not talking to you, they are talking about you.
Ignore them.
Then ignore them.
Yeah.
Then ignore them, which means they didn't intend to fix it.
Of course. I mean, I always say, for instance, "Babang sleba." When people skinner about me, I'm like, and you bring it to me, don't worry, basang saba.
Basang, yes, still scared which means they're scared of
they
you.
They're scared of me. Otherwise, they'd be confronting me and getting...
Exactly.
As long as you don't come to me and you speak to other people, I'm still a threat to
and
you.
And any
fine.
Person who wishes well for you, Sis Luko, will confront
exactly.
you.
Exactly, exactly.
And they will sort it with you amicably without others knowing.
Yeah.
But the fact that they go to the disciples,
they ill knew. Intentions.
Remember, they also knew Peter had a watery mouth. Peter was too talkative. I'm telling you, look at the life of Jesus and his disciples.
Yeah.
The one who is mostly contributing in words, verbally or whatever, it was Peter. Peter, the window then amawala, man.
Yeah.
You understand? He was upfront. Sometimes amawala ke were good. Sometimes we're
bad. Detrimental.
You understand? They needed to be harnessed here and there and strictly managed and controlled, you see. So the enemy knows within your clan or within your group or within your family or within your work environment who has a running mouth.
Ooh.
You understand? If I give this one this information, before sunset, this thing will be well known everywhere. They don't need to have a podcast. They are at the podcast themselves.
Yeah, I used to say to my best friend, the one you need to talk to, ulo, ngobwe, maufuni message ihambe.
Yeah.
Speak to this one.
Tell this one.
The message will spread
you know,
as fast as light.
So the enemy knows very well who is their evangelist.
Come on.
Who can spread this gospel that they want to. To spread across, you understand? Mm. So the enemy strategically targets Peter because knows to Peter won't be quiet. He's going to tell the disciples.
Mm.
And then after that, this thing will go further
further.
So Jesus will be preaching and doing things.
People are looking
people
at him.
Around him are already doubting
for the
him.
Information. Sure.
Remember, faith cometh by hearing.
Yeah. Mm.
So is doubt. Yeah. Doubt comes by hearing.
Hearing, true.
There are many people today that we doubt, but they never did anything to us.
Hey,
we only heard about them.
Fundis.
But all of a sudden, that thing that we heard, somehow, it had a ripple effect in our emotions, in our belief system, in our trusting in them. And the way we look at them now is no longer the same.
Ozozwe masi spread. We spread the lumunye. Kube ngathi you were there. You know it. It's first hand information.
You understand now.
Meanwhile, you are tainting the image
of a
believer.
The image of somebody. You see.
Sure.
So this is the scenario that confronts Jesus.
Mm.
The first phase of chapter 17 is glorious. The second phase, it's about fame and solution. You see, Jesus becomes the solution.
Mm.
Now everyone sings praises about Jesus.
Come on.
You know, now the third phase, the last phase of the chapter 17. Now people want to taint his image.
Sure.
Over a little thing. I mean, if he was owing, why didn't you go straight to him?
Exactly. Remind him.
Just quickly. This is a conversation that doesn't even take a minute to say, Jesus, hey, siyaxolisa Saman Party, sorry, we've been sent here. You know, we are working for the government.
It probably
or
still would have kind of embarrassed him, but at least you would have confronted the man.
Exactly. You see, But now, because the enemy, when he wants to do something, he wants to amplify it.
Oh.
You look for an amplifier, and Peter was the amplifier.
Subwoofer.
He was the subwoofer of that moment. But now, I like Jesus because now, he realizes that, you know, the virus is within Peter only for now. Let me approach Peter. Peter, let me ask you a simple question.
I'm going straight.
But let me, because I know what they have planted in you. You are going to spread it to others.
Manje, let's speak about
it. Let me sort this thing and take it out, pluck it out from your mindset before it goes to others. Because before you speak about it.
Yeah.
So now, Jesus, he says to Peter, tell me, can I ask you a question? Who do kings take their taxes from? Do they take their taxes from their own sons?
Okay.
Or from the community, the strangers? And then Peter, he responds, but he's not aware that Jesus is coming in here with something to expose those ones.
Okay.
Further. He says, Peter responds, he says, no, they don't take taxes from strangers. I mean, from their sons. They take it from the community and strangers.
Okay.
And then Jesus says, oh, so which means the sons are free. But still, Peter does not get
it. Doesn't get it.
That Jesus now is talking about him as a son and the church as the sons. Remember, when we receive Christ, we are new creatures.
Mm.
There is no male nor female.
Yeah.
Gender does not apply anymore.
Mm.
That's why I know it's a topic for another day.
Yeah.
People who say women can't preach,
they
bring the gender thing.
Mm.
But now, all of a sudden, they cancel the new creature part when the Bible says, when we receive Jesus, we are all new creatures. So we are all sons of God.
Mm.
You see?
Okay.
So we become sons, all of us.
Okay.
That's the kingdom.
We're not categorized into gender
no more. No. So gender only works in this earth world for multiplication and productivity.
Come on, for statistical purposes.
Exactly. But when it comes to kingdom focus,
he sees sons.
God sees sons. That's why God can use a woman to turn the whole city upside down. Remember in Samaria, what Jesus did. He didn't use a man to go in Samaria to preach about him.
Okay.
He confronted a situation with a woman at the well. And that woman is the one who went into Samaria and said, come and see a man who has told me everything. I found the Messiah. The whole Samaria was turned upside down by a woman. In fact, that woman introduced Jesus. She was the first evangelist to go to Samaria and introduce Jesus.
Amen.
You see, but now I'm not there. Jesus, he now brings something. An epiphany, a revelation all of a sudden within the same context.
Okay.
He says sons are free. Now I understand why the Bible says if the Son of Man sets you free,
you are free indeed.
So we, as the sons of God, we are free.
Amen.
We have received freedom through Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Free from poverty. Free from anything else that might seek to gain glory through our situations.
Amen.
You understand? So we are free. We have received freedom. Jesus is our freedom.
Amen.
Jesus is our freedom. Sure. Jesus Christ is
our freedom.
Jesus Christ is our freedom.
Amen.
Jesus Christ is our freedom.
Amen.
Jesus Christ is our freedom.
Come
we
on.
Are free in Christ Jesus.
Mm.
You read the book of Colossians. The Bible says in Second Colossians Colossians chapter 2 says we have been free from principalities and powers of darkness through Christ Jesus. You see. Now Jesus gives an instruction quickly. He says, look, I don't want us to go back and respond to them the way now you see it all of a sudden. You see, lest they be offended. They are going to be offended. Let's leave them for their sake, because God is never stranded.
Mm.
God is never stranded. Now Jesus now brings the glorious part now into play, where the when you are operating in the glory dimension, miracles are bound to happen.
Amen.
Miracles do exist. I repeat, miracles do exist even today.
Amen.
Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and
forever.
Forever. I have seen that Jesus still do miracles even today. Now, he says to Peter, Peter, take your hook, quickly rush to the sea, and you shall catch a fish. The first fish that you shall catch, open its mouth, take the money out of it, and come and pay my debts and pay yours too. If I was in church, I would have said, today all your debts are cancelled in the name of Jesus.
Come on.
I still say it right now. The waves of Radio Pulpit, they carry power. I release the free financial freedom in your life in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Let every debt that you are experiencing be cancelled in the mighty name of Jesus. Be financially free. Receive financial freedom in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Now Peter rushes, but now before we go there, I want us to be humanly about this so that we can appreciate the miracle of God in this scenario. Now Peter, he does not question the instruction. This is where our faith fails us most of the times. We want it to make sense before we do anything. You want your mind to confine it and process it. And if it makes sense to your small mind, your carnal mind, then that's where you only do something.
Sure.
Then that's where you realize sometimes miracles don't happen to you. Because not because God can't do miracles anymore. Mm-hmm. It is because your mental mindset limits the kratos power, the dunamis power of God. The essence of God, the nature of God, can't fully operate in somebody who wants to apply
their
senses,
mind.
Their natural mind. So that's why now Peter does not ask those questions to say, but how is this going to happen?
And I mean, where is this fish going to get the shekel?
Fish, inside the fish,
yeah.
Money. Okay, fine, when you are saying I must take my hook, I will understand because that's my trade.
Yes.
I'm a fisherman. Before being somebody that is called by you. Because that was his trade. He was a fisherman.
Yeah.
So when he says, take your hook, it's easy to believe.
Of course.
That's who I am.
Yeah.
That's my trade. I can do that.
That's an obvious factor about me.
So when you're saying, I must go catch a fish,
so
I relate to what you are saying.
Yeah.
Then I can catch the fish. In fact, when you are saying a hook, I can even take a net. You understand? We have done it before with you, Jesus, where you said launch into the deep. And then I caught many fish. So I can do that.
So that I'm okay with.
I'm okay with it. But where now it's confusing is when you are saying only one fish, number one, one fish to cover my debts, your debts, and my debts. In fact, Jesus also sees that nabuba kolot. So you can't even spread this. We understand. It doesn't make sense. You understand? So in other words, Jesus says, my victory is your victory. You understand? So now. When he says, open the fish's mouth and find money, I think that's where if I was Peter, I was going to drag my feet and look back and say, sorry, what did you say?
Did you just say?
You understand?
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense now. Because the things of God, they don't need to make sense to a carnal mind. Your natural mind, the moment your natural mind makes sense out of it, it's no longer faith.
You don't need faith if you can make sense out of it.
It's your own doing. Your own doing, yes. Your own energy, your own trying here and there, calling that one and that one, trying upatanisa. Yes, that one, you can, if it makes sense to you. But when God does a miracle, it must leave your mouth wide open. You understand? Such that people, when they ask you, you say, I'm in awe.
I too don't know how it happened.
Utohlabelelayo namangazi ngiphunyuke kanjani namanje samangele. That's God. So I'm talking to somebody right now who doesn't know ukuthi how am I going to come out of this situation. Listen to me and listen to me very attentively. Miracles do exist. Sometimes your miracle lies in that difficult instruction that God is giving you. That instruction that does not make sense, that's where your miracle lies. So God, Jesus says, go open the fish's mouth, take the money, come and pay for me and pay for you. Now I'm saying to somebody in closure, you just need that one miracle to silence your naysayers.
Come on.
That one miracle will silence the debt collectors, people who are looking and scrutinizing, monitoring your life, and trying to bring you down at all costs, trying to defame you, trying to destroy you, trying to tarnish your image. I don't know what they are doing in your life, but God is going to, you just need one fish, one opportunity. That one destiny helper, that one person in that interview is going to believe in you, while maybe four of them are saying no. And then that one decision maker says, I say yes. You just need that one yes. That one yes, you are gone in life. Jesus needed that one fish. One fish which had the mouth in it. I mean, the money in it, in its mouth. You just need one opportunity. One opportunity.
Sure. Could change everything.
That one opportunity has your money inside. That one destiny helper is not only coming empty-handed, they've got money in them. That one investor, that one donation will change your life forever. That one, yes, you are gone in life. Thank you so much, Sis Luko.
Sure.
Amen.
Amen. You're reminding me as I'm about to play this song when you said you just need that one voice of a story my mom tells of my twin brother's survival. Back then, they had no scans and whatnot, or they didn't have at that particular hospital. My mom says she gave birth to me, and they closed her up. And there was this one male nurse who insisted these are twins. And everybody else argued, no. The doctor said, no, this is a clot. You know, she has a clot. And my mom says, he kept arguing, these are twins.
Amen.
And he said to the doctor, I don't care what happens. I can lose my job if I have to.
Amen.
I'm telling the doctor. He said, I'm telling you, one, these are twins. They're to reopen. And indeed, my twin brother was there.
Wow.
My twin brother was there. He was born. And for weeks after that, he could not. They got the pulse, but he wasn't coming back to life. And they put him in machines. And after about 2 weeks, my mom says, he came to life.
Sis Luko. Somebody's listening to us right now.
So they just, that God can send that one person
you
to bring your situation
person,
back to
that
life.
That one opportunity.
Yeah, yeah.
David didn't need the five stones. Even though he had five stones, he needed one
just
stone
one.
Just to destroy the voice of Goliath.
Yeah.
And to collapse the empire of Philistines. One.
Sure.
One.
Fundisi, amen. Welcome back. I'm Fundisi Moyo. That's Pholile Dlamini. And I had a message early on from Nicolene. Oh, how I love this Matthew 17. Jesus is amazing. Thank you. Thank you so much. And Fundisi, let's just take one song taking us to the news at 1 o'clock.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Radio Pulpit is more than just a radio station. We're a community. For over 40 years, we've been a trusted Christian voice, bringing God's word, encouragement, and hope into homes and businesses across South Africa and beyond. As a community radio station, we depend on your prayers, support, and partnership to continue broadcasting life-changing content. Together, we can build families, equip young leaders, and share Christ's message with the nation. You can support Radio Pulpit through once-off donations by way of EFT payment, Zapper and SnapScan, monthly debit orders, or even by leaving a bequest to ensure that this voice of hope continues for generations to come. Visit www.radiopulpit.co.za for banking details and QR codes. Stand with us, because Radio Pulpit needs you to survive and thrive.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.